So yesterday we were talking about talking to time, but I mentioned at the end of yesterday's episode that if you do that with an unfamiliar script in unfamiliar surroundings, then there is a possibility that you trip up over some words. Verbal trips and slips is what we're going to be talking about today and tomorrow on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Things happen, verbal and technical slips and trips, mouths and machines can stop working. The wrong bit of audio can come out of either of them. At the same time, it's also the case that given how well-equipped and familiar a lot of people are in a radio studio or a TV studio or a podcast studio, they can be really, really familiar with the demands of the job. You know, there really shouldn't be flaws in most programmes that go to air. We've spoken about filler words before, and we've also spoken before about some of the technical issues which happen in a studio, from mics and headphones and talkbacks and other people in the studio, about confidence, yeah, and nerves and how you cope with all of that. But a high level of professionalism is really the expectation of everyone, no matter if they're in front of a camera or behind the scenes or in front of a microphone or a producer or a director. Now, this is where, of course, a voiceover artist can kind of have a bit of an easier job to a certain extent, because they're not live, unless you're doing a Voice of God announcement at an event. And then, of course, it really is embarrassing if you slip up over a word or a phrase or something like that when you can actually see the people you're broadcasting to, perhaps in a sports arena. In a live situation, however, with a radio or TV presenter, that moment is gone. If you have slipped up, that moment is gone. You've moved on, even though it could be embarrassing, even though it might be recorded for posterity and a lot of people have heard it, you move on. In a voiceover situation, a lot of time can be used up correcting that mistake in a way that, of course, a live bulletin or a live programme won't need to go back and correct it. It's been and gone. But as I say, in a voiceover studio, you have to keep going back, rehearsing, saying that word, that phrase. If you've got a pronunciatory problem, that you've got difficulty saying a particular word, keep rehearsing it and going over and over again. And of course, as I say, that uses up an awful lot of time. When things do go wrong, in a TV or radio situation, very often the anchor, the newsreader perhaps, is expected to stay cool and professional in that live situation I've just been referring to. Whatever the ferment beneath the surface, no cracks must appear in the calm exterior of your professional and usually grossly overpaid presenter on the TV or on the wireless. The coolest recovery on record from a problem that happened during a live broadcast, and we've all seen those outtake shows, but the coolest recovery on record was probably that of a wartime BBC announcer, probably sitting about 5 or 6 miles from where I am sitting at the moment, as it happens, because as you know, I'm in London, who pressed on with his script after a bomb fell on Broadcasting House while he was reading the news. I've got a link to that in our show notes today. But of course, if something happens to you, hopefully not as dramatic as that, then you just need to press on. Immediately, completely dismiss the mistake from your mind. Focus your total concentration on the rest of your script, the rest of your bulletin, the rest of your programme. Tomorrow in the show, when you can expect verbal slips and trips. In other words, what you need to look out for, because if you know where potholes are likely to be, then you can drive around them and carry on as though nothing had happened. Or if you know where potential problems might be and you do come across them, you're better prepared to get yourself out of that hole and move on as though nothing has happened. The problem is with a verbal trip or slip, or if a machine goes wrong, is that then you can be flawed. That upsets your flow, your equilibrium. You become less confident. And you know what happens if you become less confident? you become less competent with your voice on mic. I'm here to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.